Well, let's just take a deep breath together. And as we take that deep breath, we just take a deep breath of appreciation for life, a deep breath of life. And how grateful we are to be together for the 6-month program in Life Mastery. We're reminded of the poet Rumi who said, "It's as if a king has sent you into a far and distant land with one specific task to accomplish. You or I could accomplish 100 other things. And if we do not accomplish the one thing for which we have been sent, it will be as if we have done nothing." So you and I are here to realize our mastery, to make it real through the lens of our own human experience, to give our unique and precious gift to the family of the earth. And as we do that, as we get in alignment with who we are and what we're here for, our sense of well-being, our fulfillment, our happiness expands and expands unto no end. For God is a circle whose center is everywhere, whose circumference is nowhere. Right where you are the center of all that is God, as is each one of us. And so we imagine the universe as we experience it from our center of awareness as a co-creator with the one who co-creates the universe, the world, and all that is. So you and I have been given a capacity of creative genius. And that genius works through the lens of our thinking according to our focus. Just as incandescent light becomes the power of laser through focus, you and I are focusing a world-creating power every single day with the major focuses and shapes we bring to the lens of our thinking. God looked out in the void, it says in Genesis. Genesis means the new beginning. Well, there's a new beginning every moment. And upon the void of all that's possible, you and I say to it, "Let there be." And we say, "Let there be," with the focuses we bring to our thinking. So in this month, as we are developing a greater understanding and mastery in the art and the science of manifestation, we begin by calling upon our imagineering. Just as an engineer who wanted to build a great bridge or a great building or anything else that brought all of their genius to bear upon that creation, they would get an idea for possibility. They would begin to explore that idea in their mind. They would begin to bring shape and color and texture in their thinking, just as you and I are given the opportunity to do with our lives. We have written a 6-month vision of the life we would like to bring forth. That 6-month vision is what we bring to mind now. And just like a camera lens, we take it and we focus it in. And we, in that 6-month vision, we bring to that vision either something new or we sharpen in the focus of some aspect of that upon which we right now really want to focus. There is a stream, a current of well-being that runs through this universe. Jesus described this as like a well of living water, a stream of living water that issues right from the center of our own being. And as we begin to drink from and learn to be nourished by this stream of living water, he says to the woman at the well, "You drink from the other water, you'll thirst again. You drink from this water, you will never thirst again, for it quenches our souls." That's the water we're turning to as we practice our imagineering capacity. What is life giving? What matters to my soul? What brings a sense of peace and well-being? So we right now allow ourselves to have a few moments to just be in the imagineering of the life we're choosing to live, the life we're choosing to bring in. By the end of this month, we will have developed a capacity of holding a frequency, holding the pattern in our own mind, in our own thoughts, in our own energy field, and we will notice that by the law of attraction, what we scarcely believed could be possible will be occurring 30 days from now. as we stay focused on the possible, learning to feel for and feel from the reality of that possibility, when we learn to leverage, and as we learn to be grateful in the magnitude of possibility of what is right here and now. Each week we'll be working with a different aspect of the quantum power of manifestation that is each one of ours gift from God. So my friends, we begin with the power of Imagineering. Let's take one more deep breath now. And in the next 2 minutes of clock time, as the music plays and I am silent, in the next 2 minutes of clock time, before my voice comes back and I speak to you again, just as an engineer would draw a blueprint, just as an architect would draw the plans, you as the Imagineer wielding God's power, bring to the canvas of your life the drawing, the blueprint, the imagination of the life you feel called to live with as much color and depth as you can possibly bring to it with the Imagineering power that is yours. 2 minutes of clock time, all the time required. Let us each imagine our lives. About 10 more seconds. Feel how it feels to see, lay claim to, and realize that there is nothing you could imagine that's beyond the capacity of the co-creative process and power in this universe to bring about. It might be beyond your current believing, but it's not beyond the power. And so part of what we'll be doing this month is to anchor and understand what believing really means. For Jesus says, pray believing, and there is no thing that shall be impossible unto God. Part of believing is getting a crystal clear picture. Next week we'll focus in on the other part of believing, for there are two magnetic parts of believing, the first of which is the crystal clear picture. This week, imagine with your Imagineering power as often as possible, as clear as possible, with as much depth, color, texture as possible, the life you feel guided to live in and live from, knowing that with God, no thing shall be impossible. Amen.